Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
News you can use.
Duh.
All right, let's get right into it. Up first, according to Bustle, Spice Girl Mel B recently revealed who she thinks should play her in a movie, and she said none other than the queen herself, Viola Davis.
Okay, I can see that.
I mean, Miss Davis as Ziga Ziga, yeah, sure. Like, Melanie shared her pick for Baby Spice would be Kate Hudson. I like that. Posh Angelina Jolie, sure, I could see that.
Totally.
A Victoria Bex and Angelina Jolie, both very regal women. And there are currently no plans for a Spice Girl biopic, but that doesn't mean it shouldn't happen.
It needs
and I
to
think
happen.
If we will it into the universe, because can you imagine, like, I'm gonna hang out with four young girls this weekend. My daughters both have sleepovers, and like, it's me and the minivan and the four young girls. It's how I choose to spend my time. It's the best thing I've ever done with my life.
Of course, sounds fun.
And if we could go to a Spice Girls movie this weekend, I would just be so thrilled.
Let me tell you something. I'm so here for it.
Right?
I love this casting. I just wanna know, most importantly, who's gonna play me in the movie, okay? Because Spice Girls was my first concert. I dyed my hair to match Ginger Spice's when I went to go see Spice World, the Spice Girls movie.
Of course.
Do you remember?
Yes. Maybe we'll watch that this weekend.
That's great. Great. Honestly, I couldn't think of anything more fun than being in a minivan with you and, like, you know, your daughters with Spice Girls on.
Well,
repeat.
Fun fact, this is just coming to me now. Victoria Beckham, who came to the show, she's actually asking me to be on the invitation of her Paris fashion show. Spice Girls adjacent.
You're totally a Spice Girls adjacent.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. It's not about me, but did you get a plus one invite to that? I'm just saying, I'm free. If you want to bring along, handsome gentleman. Forbes brings a study from Current Psychology that says it is essential for partners to talk about work with each other. Yeah, after a long day. Uh-huh. They say, looking at data on dual earnings couples, they found that the duos who shared details about work were more likely to have higher levels of relationship satisfaction and balance. And I talk about this. My favorite part of the day is when I get home and my husband and I come and we just, like, talk about our days, you know? And the reason is because I like to share, but mostly he's really smart, you know? And I'm like, eh. And, when he talks about what he does with his real life, I'm like, it's so hot. It's so hot that he knows things I don't know, and he has important phone calls, like, you know, get me this. I'd never had a phone call like that.
How many people here, raise of hands, raise them high and proud, if you feel like talking about your work or hearing from your partner about their work is important.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anybody who didn't raise their hand? Oh, wait, okay, good, good, thank you,
Joy. Oh, that, and emphatically raising hands.
I love a point counterpoint. What is your name?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Why do you not think it's a good idea to share your or your partner's work with each other?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm sure he doesn't want to hear about everything the kids did wrong.
You think?
And I don't know. I think his work's kind of boring.
What does your husband do?
He's a real estate developer.
Oh, my God. See, that is so... I love real estate.
She's
I'm
turned on.
Zillow equals, like,
That would be fun. He builds, like, medical condos or, like, commercial stuff. Like, office.
Okay, you're right. That has a different patina on it.
But it does put food on our table, so that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for the refreshing counterpoint.
Yeah, there you are.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Kathy.
I still think it's hot.
All right, well, this story freaked me out. Okay, we talked about the Spice Girls earlier. Well, Food and Wine found that the germiest place in your kitchen is, drumroll, puke spices.
Oh, what?
Your spices! Because what we do, according to a study published in the Journal of Food Protection, we grab those spices after we've prepped meat, especially raw meat, eggs. We've got all that salmonella and germs. We don't even, like, stop and wash our hands and then grab the spices. No. We're, like, doing batter and, you know, all that stuff. And about 20% of other surfaces showed cross-contamination, while the spice containers themselves showed 48% of cross-contamination. Have you ever cleaned your... Who's, like, out there with, like, you know, a wipe on their spices?
Not me. I'll tell you right now, my spices are fine, thank you very much. When I handle raw meat, I'm, like, in Silkwood. You know what I mean? Like, I am just very careful about it all. I don't cross-contaminate anything. You have to keep it super clean. My spices are no... I thought you were gonna say the sponge is the grossest place, right? Didn't you think, or the bottom of the sink? But the spices, no ma'am.
Oh, I think I, like, handle that raw meat and then do grab the spices. Like, you know, I make eggs and then I'll grab the cinnamon for the French toast and the vanilla for the girls, and I've just cracked the eggs open. I didn't wash my hands in between.
Yeah. I do. You know what? Mental note, everybody, let's just take one of those sanitizing wipes and just go through all our spices today. Let's just do it just in case, all right? Deal? I'll do it, you do it, you do it. Okay. And lastly, today is the first day of Black History Month. So we wanted to highlight an amazing Black-owned small business. Bon Appetit recently featured Bem Books and More, one of the only Black-owned food-centric bookstores in the entire United States. It was created by two sisters, Gabrielle and Danielle Davenport, and stocks cookbooks from Black chefs like Tanya Holland, as well as fiction, poetry, and children's books from Black writers. Just phenomenal stuff. So to find out more or buy some of their books, visit bembrooklyn.com.
That's right. And I love this small business. And thank you so much. That is our news, everyone. Up next, Gabrielle Union explains why she doesn't answer her phone even if Oprah is calling. Yeah.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Producer, author, activist, and an incredible mom. She really does it all. And this is her third time on the show. I'm so excited she's here in person. I also need to ask her about that very specific outgoing email that she has, something to do with, like, why she doesn't take calls. Voicemail. Please welcome back to the show, Gabrielle Union! So beautiful. Okay, wait. Before the break, I mentioned something about how you don't take phone calls.
Oh, I hate it.
And I was just wondering, I have your phone number in the phone. Is it okay to call it and see what happens?
No, please spread the word.
Okay. It even says, I mean, it's legit.
Hey, if you have this number, you know me. And if you know me, you know I hate voicemail. So please leave a detailed text message at the number you just called, and I will get back to you really quickly. If you insist on leaving a voicemail, no, it's going to take a minute. All right. Hope all is well.
I love that.
I mean,
it's clear.
It's clear.
I mean, what if, like, Oprah calls you?
Well, she'll have to text.
I feel like Oprah knows to text. I didn't even know that I still had voicemail. Although there's this woman with a car company from Los Angeles. Her name is Amanda. She's called me 15 times.
Amanda?
Yeah, Amanda. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't even know because I had to go to my voicemail and look and be like, okay, so I do have a voicemail set up. And then there were messages and they were all from Amanda at a car place in Los Angeles.
You have to leave a different outgoing message. Like, Amanda, this is for you.
Yes, exactly.
Clearly you've got some boundary issues, Amanda, and I'm going to have to lay down the law.
Hold on a second. I'm going to record a message right now. Okay. Can you coach me through it?
Yes. This is time to be tough.
Hi. This is Drew. I'm here with Gabrielle Union, and she says I need to put up a boundary. So I just want to say that, unfortunately, I didn't even know voicemail still existed. So I will not get back to you. I will be a flake, and I will insult you, or you'll think that I'm, you know, not on top of it. So why don't we just do ourselves a favor and not leave a voicemail?
Amanda, that's for you.
Thank you so much, and have a good day. Oh, my God!
Right? Changing lives.
Gabrielle, you
changing lives. One outbound message at a time. Glad I could be of service.
And you're on it. And that we did it together, like a tag team.
See, and somewhere Amanda's like, moi?
I don't know what she is talking about, too. It's like a car that needs to be serviced, but I don't live in Los Angeles anymore. I just don't understand.
Maybe a car is more like philosophical.
Right. Oh,
she's like,
you need to be serviced. Well, Amanda's not wrong.
You need a little jump.
I'm not usually like that. Like, I'm not a horn dog, you know what I mean? Like, I like a companionship and a good joke. I like to talk to people about their work. That does get me hot. I like to surf Zillow at night.
Who doesn't?
I did have a date the other night where I served Zillow with the date. That was like, whoa.
I mean, wait, like, so were there deal breakers? Was he like, I love Berber carpet, and you were like, what was...
By the way, you're right, a Berber is very divisive.
My husband loved carpet. He loved it in a way that I was like, help me understand your love of carpet. And he was like, growing up, if you had carpet, you were rich. And I was like, wow, same. And then we thought we both loved carpet. And then we discovered, like, the mold issues and all of that. And so, yeah, but in his closet, it's the only bit of carpet in our house. And sometimes, you know, after a cocktail or six, we go in there and we lie down on the Berber carpet.
Would you call that a shag on a shag?
I'd call that a shag on a shag.
Yeah! Well, the next time I have a date with this person, what do I say, Gabrielle, on the next date?
This is what I'm good at, guys.
Like if I just want to have like a kiss, because that to me, like I love kissing. I'd like to make out with this person.
So this is going to be a little bit like the voicemail. Hey, sir. I really like kissing. Kiss me. See how clear that was? And kind of hot?
Huh?
And I bet you're going to get kissed. Just say what the hell you want.
Okay, this is so much fun, but will you switch gears with me when we come back from a commercial break and talk about your new show?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back with Gabrielle Union. Now we need to talk about your new, impactful, incredibly powerful show, Truth Be Told, that's on Apple TV Plus. It's about truth. How do we face the truth? You've been truthful about things that have happened in your life that happen in this show. How do we be brave enough to not shy away from these subjects and face them because they are happening and they are real?
Absolutely. It's just what you just said. It's being honest, it's being clear, and it's having the courage of conviction to stand in your truth. When we talk about on Truth Be Told season 3, the issue of sexual trafficking of black and brown girls, yes, and the disparate treatment that that happens,
yep,
in terms
for
of
awareness,
media
resources,
attention, resources, law enforcement response. So here's some stark statistics. Last year, 71,000 children 17 and under of black girls went missing last year. 71,000. That's shocking. That's I mean, it's criminal, obviously. But how many of their names have you heard? And 9 out of 10 of those were immediately labeled as runaways. When you're labeled a runaway, that means there's a delayed response. There's no Amber Alert. There's a delayed response by law enforcement, and the investigation is delayed. And if you watch crime shows, you know that the first, 48 hours, 72 hours are critical,
yeah,
in recovery.
So what can we do about that? Because the show is so beautifully, elegantly elevated, and it does face all this and discuss it. But, well, we have a clip here. I want to show everybody. I'm crazy for this show. It's just so powerful.
Leanne knew she was loved. Remember that? You did everything you could.
She can't say the same about you. If you had paid attention to Drea instead of Blondie last year, maybe we wouldn't be here.
And what did you do for Drea? Yeah, it's easy to talk, but not so easy to act now, is it? We all got a story about how we could have done more, but failure to act? That's still failure.
You are so powerful in this show. Is it true that this show felt different for you and compelled?
I'm not a good crier at all. That's just, I'm not generally that close to my emotions, my negative emotions, if you will. This show, not only was I crying all day on set, I would go home and cry. And I'm, again, like, my husband was kind of shocked because he's never seen me that, like, crumbling like that every night for 5 months. But it wasn't hard to cry. I mean, partly because I, you know, at 19, I was raped at gunpoint at my after-school job. Even though I was raped at gunpoint by a stranger at work, I was still asked what I had on. And when you realize that folks will make you complicit in your own abuse and trauma, no matter the circumstances, and that people will legitimately care less about your life if you have too much melanin, that makes it easy to cry. But when I think about it happened one time, and what these folks are experiencing with human trafficking, sexual trafficking, my trauma, my horror, the worst experience of my life is happening multiple times a day, every day, indefinitely, until they decide you have no more value. And part of the challenge is, like, what can we do? We can make sure we have enough tears for all of our girls, all of our boys, that we raise our voices in our communities when anyone goes missing. So when you see a headline like juvenile prostitutes, you can call into your newspaper or media outlets and say, juveniles mean children, and children cannot consent to sex work. Children are victims.
Yes.
We can demand better. Yeah. Once again.
I love you.
This is really impactful.
Well, I think it needs no further explanation. Everybody check out the extraordinary show on Apple TV Plus, Truth Be Told, in its third season with the incredible Gabrielle Union and the wonderful Octavia Spencer. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Before we end our show, I have to talk about the Grammys because they're this Sunday. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited, and I am here with none other than Samara Joy, who is nominated as Gen Z's first ever jazz singing star in the Best New Artist category. Can I ask you, who are you excited to see at the Grammys? Because you'll be there, two-time nominated.
I'm definitely hoping to meet Adele. Beyonce, you know.
Beyonce, Adele, okay.
Kendrick Lamar.
Sure.
I actually hope to be one of the reporters. I just want to meet everybody and just kind of be, you know, and now coming down the red carpet, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, what would be, if you were to, because I try to be a journalist now, what would be a good question you could ask someone?
What are you looking forward to most in the coming year, 2023?
Oh, that's a very good question, yeah. Because it's not just about that night. Yeah. It's intentional. Mm-hmm. And I keep calling 2023 energy.
Yes.
I don't know why, but yes. I feel a thrust and a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish you all of the best on Sunday night. I'll be watching and cheering you on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Samara Joy, for coming to our show and gracing us with your presence. We make this show for you, so take it with you, everybody, because it's all yours.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car,
Use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.